So you are putting an album together. So Prairie Fire is the first cut off that album?
Yeah, we have yet to announce the release dates and a name for the album, but I will say it consists of 13 tracks. We are going to have a few more singles coming out soon. But yeah, it's a front to back album. It's a full length album, but I do really believe that for every song, some have strength in certain areas and some hit you in a different way, but I think there's definitely something for everyone with every one of these songs, and that they all truly fit together as a true project.
Well, and I know that when we were chatting before we went on the air here, you were telling me that it really does take an army, and you had a whole roster of personnel you were working with to make this album come together.
Yeah, so as far as Pedal Steel goes, we have Jimmy Boskill. He used to play with the Sheepdogs, and I believe now he's actually with Blue Rodeo, but he's always played the steel guitar on my project so far, and he just does a killer job. Like, I know it's always super exciting going into the studio when SJ says, oh, we got this Pedal Steel back, let's go put it together.
Yes.
And then I just go in there, I'm like, oh, I just know it's gonna sound good. And yeah, for fiddle, we have a girl, she's based out of New York, I believe, and her name's Katie Jacoby. Hopefully I pronounced it right, but she's an absolutely killer fiddle player. And I've never really had fiddle on my albums or songs before, but brings such an energy to it, and she absolutely killed it. And I was able to get in contact with her through SJ as well, through his connections and things. He used to tour kind of on the same tour with her, and I believe she's actually right now, like, she's kind of the go-to fiddler for The Who when they're on tour.
That's so cool.
Here I am, small town guy, from small town Saskatchewan, whatever, and I got someone like her playing on it and just doing such a fantastic job. And then, yeah, we also had a bit of banjo. Yeah, it was super cool. Another thing I haven't had a whole lot of on my stuff, and Colton Crawford from the Dead South played on that. So, and he just, same thing, did such a good job. Super great guy to work with. Yeah, those are kind of all like the musicians we outsourced, and it's just brings so much more to the recording that we wouldn't have otherwise.
So really, I mean, when you say this album is a project, this is a project.
Yeah, it's been in the works. I'd say, just the recording itself, we started tracking drums about 6 months ago, and then, went to the bass, and then the acoustic guitar, and everything else. But yeah, it's been like 6 months of in and out of the studio, and the last 3 months in particular have been, I've probably been in the studio 3 times a week on average for the last 3 months, and just getting it all put together. And it's definitely been worthwhile, and I'm really happy with how it's coming out. I think people are gonna really love it. So
again, in the studio with Saskatchewan's very own Cooper Tripeau. Take another step aside. We'll be back to bring it home with all of his summer plans, including a music festival that he curates himself. That's all coming up.